Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the 3-1, a swing and a fly ball. Well hit right field and deep. Castellanos back. He's watching and he'll see that ball go. It's a grand slam for Adrianza. And the Twins take the lead. A two-out, seventh-inning grand slam for Eddie Adrianza. And the Twins have a 5-2 lead here in the seventh.
That was a nice way to win that game last night, Maxie.
Ooh, they got the at-bat they needed, and they finally got it and came up big because it was hanging in the balance. 2-1 was the score. Ron Gardner had made a couple of different pitching changes to get there, and he kind of got the matchup he wanted, I think. Adrianza's not a heavy hitter, to be sure, and finally you felt like they turned on one and got that key at-bat. That just about every game, there's one point in time in a game where you go, This at-bat's going to determine it. Either it's going the pitcher's way or the hitter's way, and Adrianza got one. He's been a frustrating player this year for filling in for Polanco and makes some base running errors, and he actually threw one away. He mailed one the next inning, which got the Twins in some trouble. But he came up big, and that was really good to see because a win in Detroit to start this road trip is huge for this team. They should win this series and then go to Cleveland with some momentum. And Odorizzi pitched well enough last night, not his best game, but he's a pitcher, man. He keeps in games. He uses everything he's got and gave his team a chance last night, even though they hit the ball okay. He got out of what he needed to get out of and did a nice job for him.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his, Maxie, too. I agree. He's a good pitcher. We got some good pitchers. Just got to get a good break here. It was hard to see Cabrera go out for the season of the game. Just kind he ripped his bicep.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that severe, obviously, when it happened. And he is the face of that team. He's what's left. He and Victor Martinez from the fire sale that they've had over the last couple of years. You know, Kinsler and JBD Martinez and Justin Verlander are gone from that team. And Cabrera's still the guy you pay to watch hit because he can do it so well. And he was hurt the last time that they were here as well. But that's a big not that they're not, you know, they might be in second place, but they're not really planning on contending in Detroit this year. They're planning on developing these young players. But it's still fun to see Martinez, even though he's only hitting 240, and Cabrera in the middle of that lineup because they got a little thunder there. And they're fun to watch hit. Cabrera is just such a professional.
On Monday, there will be a news conference. You and I have chatted about this PGA Tour. There was all sorts of rumors out of Houston if it would move here. It sounds like it is going to move here. Just don't know the date yet.
Yeah, they'll get a PGA Tour event next year. I think CBS is going to, in fact, televise it. They've been positioning for this for a long time, moving the 3M tournament. Sioux Falls, I think it's going to go to, and all this the stuff that Hollis Kavner, the ultimate navigator and negotiator, has been out there doing. So we'll get a tour stop here on a regular basis, and that changes the dynamic a little bit. That'll be kind of fun in these parts, no matter when it is, what date. Summers are made for things like that. You can go mid-June through the end of September and be pretty safe around here with an event.
The World Cup announced a little while ago, Maxie, this morning, just 2 hours ago or so, that they're going to have the World Cup 2026 in North America. Now, this is the most attended sporting event in the world, and that's why it's a big deal. But 60 of the 80 games will be here in the United States. But we in Minnesota pulled out of that bidding last year as you had to finalize it. So it will not be here in the Twin Cities, despite the fact that we got that newer stadium, although it'll be the year 2026, as I mentioned.
Yeah, I wonder who's left who would facilitate that. I don't know. It's a hard one to get your arms around. They'll play these games now. The U.S. is out. They're not even in 1986, the last time they didn't make the World Cup, and they didn't make it this year. But I know soccer fans are, you know, this is it for them. And you walk up and down Nicollet Mall on a Sunday and you hear them cheering from the different bars and haunts that people come and watch. It's still, there's not enough scoring in it there to get my attention right now. I don't know a lot of these players that well from the other. I'd rather watch a baseball game, I guess, is what I'm saying on Sunday.
Hey, and then when you come back next hour, you and I could chat a little bit about the high school tournaments that took place yesterday and continue today and then again tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks, David.
Now, WCCO Sports from the kingofram.com sports desk.
Mike Max joins us here the day after the Twins went on a grand slam, 6-4 over Detroit, playing tonight at 5:30. Maxie, a lot of state tournament action taking place here in the Twin Cities right now this week.
There is. State lacrosse was yesterday, the quarters and semis tomorrow. We got state golf meet going on. Seventh grader from Blaine, she had a great round yesterday. You always get some junior high kids to play really well in that tournament. And I stopped by and saw your good friend Paul Twenge yesterday. He was out in lacrosse. They were practicing right next door. Baseball, they're the number one seed going in Class 4A in baseball, which all starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. at various sites. And he's got a nicely built team there with some pitching depth and some pretty good athletes there.
Yeah, contributed a couple of good players last year or the last couple of years to the Gopher baseball team.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, that Pedersen kid, both of them, of course, came through his program, AJ and Luke, and AJ now coaches at Chanhassen, who they beat 1-0 in 13 innings. They were state champions a couple of years ago. So, yeah, they're so fundamentally sound. He's working with them on, maybe you've seen it. If you haven't, he'll show it to you. This bunting drill where you got to, off a machine, bunt the ball with just this, it's almost like a club head for a golf club at the end. And that's the only place you're supposed to make contact with it. And you go, whoa, man, this is really good fundamental baseball, and I guess that's why he wins every year.
Well, Coach thinks that's a great trick, but that's when we were kids, that's all we had. We had one bat and then a golf club, so we had to learn to bunt that way.
So you figured it out.
That's right. Don't give him all the credit there. That's from back of the barn. Maxie, you know what's interesting, too? John Millay pointed out a cool thing. This Jordan team that has been in all these state tournaments, they got like seven kids that are in their third state tournament of the year.
Isn't that something? And they've been good in a lot of things out there. They're right up 169. I went and watched them play basketball last year. They had a really nice team. They had some size. And in the Minnesota River Conference, they've done well in football, of course. And yeah, they've just had a nice run across the board. And if you follow it close, there are certain schools like that do that. And they've got a good group of people. But they're also benefiting a little bit because as the Twin Cities moves out that way a little bit, they're kind of next up after Shakopee, so that they'll get a little bit better enrollment. But they've got it's a nice school out there. They've got good coaches, done a lot of good things out there.
Just talked to Tony Sana. The World Cup thing came out here this morning. Minneapolis pulled out of the bidding earlier this year, so we won't get that game here. We might get some team training here, but he brought up an interesting nugget that FIFA wanted the ability to shut down our airport if they needed to.
Holy cow, they're so, that big. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
I wonder if that's what so the bidding goes in, and that's the kind of stuff you got to give up. I just wonder what city would get it then. Who could hold it? I mean, is that going to have to be L.A. or New York or a big city like that or Houston, something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd have to negotiate that right out of there. I mean, that's a little bit ridiculous. But he said those kind of demands, that's why they pulled out. And I'm going, yeah, well, that would make sense.
Yeah, sounds like the Olympic Committee.
Yeah. The reputation for FIFA isn't all that strong sometimes, is it?
No, it's the same thing. Remember the Olympic Committee? I mean, they got now you don't know who's taking money for what on anything. They get busted every once in a while, and FIFA hasn't been far behind in that.
Well, I'm looking forward to that PGA Tour announcement on Monday. We'll get a regular PGA event here in Minnesota, looks like, next year.
Yeah, that'll be fun, and a regular stop at a time. I hope they get it in about mid-June, because that's usually when it starts to get a little bit slow around here with mini camp finishing up for the Vikings and the state tournaments being over. That'd be just the perfect time for Minnesota, or between there and late July. But that'll go over well here in Minnesota. They've set the stage. Hollis Kavner's done a great job with the seniors. So they know how to run a tournament. They've had the Ryder Cup, the Open, all that stuff. So this is a good place for it to stop. It will succeed here. They'll have good corporate sponsorship. CBS, I understand, is going to televise this one. So they'll do well with that when it gets here.
I talked to the Tigers and said if you could start that game at 6:10, that'd be good for Maxie. He could have the night off. And so they said they would, 6:10 tonight.
Yeah, tell them to play through the rain, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because it's raining, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't worry about it. You just enjoy what you're going to do there today. Out there on Lake Bryant, catching some rays.
That's right. That's exactly where we'll be, yeah.
All right. I'll look forward to seeing you on Channel 4 TV, though, for sure.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.